I just got stuck in a bogey train.
Come one, come all. Thank you for getting stuck on a bogey train this evening or morning or middle of the night, whenever you sickos listen to the Bogey Train podcast. I'm your host, Nick, as always, joined by...
Gangs.
Oh, that was awfully loud.
I almost said Jangs. I thought you should have said me.
That's Noah J, by the way.
It would have been a funny opener.
That would have been so funny. Should we redo it?
Yeah, run it back really quick.
Yeah, I'll edit that part out. No, just kidding.
Yeah, okay, cool.
In the entire span of this podcast, I think I've edited out sound maybe one time.
Was it because I dropped an F-bomb, probably?
No, I just labeled those episodes as explicit.
Nice.
Nice.
You did mention you were glad that we got stuck on a bogey train. It's a lot better than being stuck on that ship that plowed through a bridge yesterday in Baltimore.
Yeah, so we're going right to that, huh? being stuck on a bogey train is
most modern news.
Yeah, being stuck on a bogey train is better than being stuck on a bridge that gets hit by a
better than being ship. Stuck on the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
I'm trying to think of a Star Spangled Banner joke.
The bombs bursting in air? No.
Yeah.
Gave proof through the night that the bridge was not still there.
That our bridge was not still there.
Sorry.
What's good, fellas?
Hot start.
Yeah, that start of that episode, that was going on a birdie start right there, I would say.
Yeah, I think it was a good start, actually. Yeah,
that was
hot. I don't know how we've played two holes already, but that was a birdie start for sure.
What is good? I had a 24-ounce strawberry banana cream smoothie 30 minutes ago.
I'm going to guess it was from Wawa.
It was incredible.
Dude, that just warms my heart knowing that you are about those smoothies as much as I am.
Yeah, I also add one scoop of protein, and then it makes it feel like I did something good for myself.
Is that why you're so jacked?
Yeah, dude.
Is that one scoop of protein got you feeling big?
One scoop of protein every single day, twice a day, because I go to Wawa twice a day. So,
well, I'm rocking tonight. I've got my new... my new line for the season. I like to have my clothing drop all the time. You know, this season again, sponsored. I don't know if you guys can see the logo.
What is that?
I can't see it, actually.
I can't actually, I don't know how to move
it. I know. He's, trying to straighten it, and he keeps, it's all in motion.
That's all in motion, dude. Baby. Let's go. Another year.
Dude, no way. No way.
No shot.
What up, boys? No, dude.
Oh, where is it? Is it on the other side?
Nick's this is bad podcasting, but Nick's just showing us his ass right now.
Yeah. No, it's nice. Know. Keep turning, Nick. Maybe flex a little bit.
John here somewhere, but I got the all in moshi pants for going on.
Yes.
I rocked it. I rocked 100% Target outfit today.
Dude.
I got my Target pullover, Target shirt. Target boxers, Target socks, and then all in motion pants.
That warms my heart. Oh, yeah. I also have all in motion socks on right now. Not joking.
Dude, that's that's my entire wardrobe these days.
No, I knew Jangs was about it. I didn't know you were so about the all in motion lifestyle.
Yes, dude. It's I don't know. I walk into Target and I'm drawn to the all in motion section and I will buy something. I won't leave the store without new shorts, a shirt.
It's
maybe some socks.
No free ads though.
When I go to Target, we will walk through. We went on Saturday, and we went to get toilet paper and something else. I don't remember what it was. Went for two things. And I'm like, we got to take a stop through the clothing aisle quick. And it's always got to check out the golf, see if there's any cool golf merch.
Sometimes there's deals too,
dude. They got some nice stuff going. there. I mean, they had these pullovers. I got a couple of these. You know, they had some nice shorts. I'm not a shorts guy anymore. That's something we'll talk about. But
I have.
So here's a golf fashion question. Does All in Motion pair better with FootJoy Premieres or Skechers golf shoes?
Pairs well with both. Depends on what you're wearing for the All in Motion. I have noticed the Goodfellow joggers pair better with the FootJoy Premieres.
Disagree.
I don't think anything's pairing well with Skechers and golf shoes.
My long sleeve polo is going to pair pretty well with it.
Dude, I think the exact opposite. I think, cause those joggers don't have a belt loop, right?
Correct. They're string.
So how can you wear those with the Premieres? Like those, if anything, go with the Skechers, and the real golf pants go with the Premieres, right? No,
I guess I don't know.
I mean, well, I guess
low key, this has kind of got me on the topic. If you'd be sponsored by one clothing brand, but it can't be a big player. So like, can't be Nike, can't be Adidas, can't be Under Armour, can't be Puma, can't be FootJoy, can't be Travis Matthew.
It's got to be a mid level clothing
company. Like, are you going Roback? Are you going? I low key think I would go All in Motion.
Come on, dog.
No,
if you're gonna be sponsored and you didn't have to pay for any of it, I mean,
I would rock All in. I mean, it's nice. It's simple.
Grayson, Original Penguin,
Swannies. Royal and Awesome.
No.
Loudmouth?
Definitely not. No. 100% no.
Primo?
I have three pairs of the Primo joggers, but like overall, I'm not like the biggest fan of their line, like their polos.
Lulu?
Lulu doesn't have enough color for me.
Really? Dude, I think it's Lulu is just the nice version of All in Motion. All in Motion is quite literally Target brand Lulu.
That's actually extremely accurate. I feel like ever since Minwoo, shout out Minwoo, became sponsored by Lulu this year, he has like three outfits. He has like black on black, he has khaki on black, and then he has like gray on black.
I will say,
does khaki on black work? Are you talking khaki shirt, black pants?
I don't know. Probably both. He's probably done both.
Does that work? Like, because I have been judged for wearing a black shirt on khaki pants.
Khaki pants are too light.
I think that's fine. Like, I prefer more color than that, but I think that's fine if you don't do black shoes. If you do khaki pants and black shoes, I think a crime.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What if they're black Tims, though, and you're going to rob a bank?
That's fine. Hard to look bad robbing a bank.
Yeah, it's like, black shoes are a crime. What if you're like a server at Applebee's? Yeah. You know, like,
if you are a criminal,
you gotta rock the black shoes if you're a server at Applebee's, bro.
Yeah.
What if you're a ref and they say we're not wearing black pants, we're wearing khaki pants for this game, but you still got to rock the black shoes?
You got to rock the black Zyntex.
It's facts. Facts. Yes.
What's worse? What's a worse outfit? Khaki head to toe. Shout out Adam Scott.
The Tanimal.
Or
I don't mind that.
Or like an actual color. What's the worst color to rock head to toe? Blue, green. It's not black.
I think
it's
bright not, red. It's not khaki. Bright red would be tough to watch.
Is it gray?
Yellow.
No, gray's cool.
I mean, yeah, any like bright color, right? Is like, don't did you just did she just say orange?
Lime green.
She said yellow.
Did she say orange?
And lime green.
No, she said orange. And lime green. I'm sorry. That's like two. That's oh two my Ricky gosh. Fits right there.
No,
Ricky. That is two it's, Ricky fits.
It's horrible. It's okay because does it? Because it's a thing.
No, but no. She
other like just outside of
she's golf, right. Like the all orange is not is is not.
I thought it was awesome with the long
unless you're,
locks.
No, unless no, you're see, in prison.
He, no, back in the day, I thought it was super cool too. But going back and looking at pictures, it's like the fact that he was in his 20s and doing that like on a golf course when like no one else had ever. That's like,
that well, took so some was stones, Matt Booth, actually. But he was in his teens. Shout out Matt Booth, 50 Shades of Green.
Oh my word. I might have to edit that part out. That's insane. How is he getting a shout out on this?
That is dude, because we're talking about color head to toe. He wore green on green on green, and they were all different shades to every single high school golf tournament.
This was a buddy of yours?
Well, I wouldn't call him a buddy.
An acquaintance of
yours? It was like the Fox kid. Like,
dude, how do you find a guy? How do you find a guy that's wearing all green?
Just look for the guy that's wearing all green.
That was his school color.
It's yeah. If you're far away, wouldn't you blend in?
I know.
No, because like, it's oh three gosh, different shades
club
of green.
Is swinging it.
Because it's like lime green.
What is this? He would wear like a lime green hat. And then
why
like
is my vision blurry?
The belt green? Was like bright lime green. And then the shirt was dark green. And then I think the shorts were a different green.
They were a lighter green than the shirt.
Do you think his parents are good parents for letting him do that? Or bad parents for not making him not do that?
He had to have lost a bet.
Well, my parents let me buy the orange Ricky shirt and hat when I was like 12.
Yeah, that's different.
Is it though?
If I had a kid and he wore green on green on green, like the third time I'd be like, all right, buddy, like there's so many more colors. Let's maybe mix a couple in.
The orange Ricky shirt.
I can't believe my parents
let me spend probably close to $250 on Puma flat bill monoline hats.
I had 6 or 7 of those back in the day.
I think I had 7 or 8.
This kind of segues into the conversation we were starting to have before we started recording. I put it down at the end. We can just do it now. So I want to hear where you're going with this. So
we were talking.
Who's like, we?
Me and Lydia.
All right.
And it's like as we're walking through Target or somewhere before, and I'm like, honestly, how much golf stuff is too much golf stuff? Like, how many golf polos would you say? And I asked her, I'm like, how many golf polos would you say would be like a reasonable amount of golf polos to have? And I think she said like, what, 15 or 20? And I was like, you know, I'm thinking like 20, reasonable. 25. Like, I'm like, well, I'm going to count through my closet. I'm going to try and narrow down my golf closet to 25 golf polos. I counted how many golf polos I have in my closet. I'm sitting at like 45 to 50 golf polos.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like that is my entire wardrobe is golf polos, pullovers. And I'm like,
that's a lot.
And I'm like, I'm trying to go through and figure out which ones of these I'm going to throw out and retire. And I'm like,
are you going to narrow it down to 25 keepers only?
I'm going
to
try.
Yeah.
And it's going to be tough because I got like, I'm going to get rid of all my old stuff I don't wear. But like, I got some sick old golf polos that I don't know if I want to get rid of. Like, also, I have a Travis Matthew polo that I haven't worn in 2.5 years, but I just can't get rid of it because it's Travis Matthew.
I would probably guess probably because you have 44 other options to pick from. But I mean, I don't know if you could go through that many polos in a year golfing. You know, how many times do you play?
No, I definitely don't.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Because it's like if I did that, I would wear a different polo every single round, but I definitely like have a favorite five that I rotate through.
Yep.
Problem is now with me for work, like I wear a golf outfit every single day. So like
it feels like
I have less than I do because it's not like I just wear them for golf. And so I guess
how many golf polos do you own?
My guess is somewhere 30 to 40, but it could be more. But like you said, there's probably like a 15 that I like really wear a lot and a lot that I don't wear very often. Like, especially with how, like, I don't golf as many rounds as I used to. Like when I do play, like I wear one of my favorites most of the time. But I just like, I'd be hard pressed to get rid of some of them. Like I have like 5 UNW polos that are like like the purple
thing too.
Like yeah, the purple memory. Or the yellow UNW polo. Like, I'm not really going to wear those very often.
Like I think I've got 6 D-Dub polos in my closet and I wear one of them. I wear 2 or 3 of them, but I wear like 2 of them to work and I wear one of them actually golfing because it's a nice FootJoy polo.
Yeah, that gray Travis Matthew one that we have from college, it's like super old. Like, it was multiple years old even when I got there, but he let us keep them. And that's like the only one I actually still wear playing golf. Like, all the other purple ones and the yellow one, I don't really wear those anymore.
All right, here's the theory. Golf polos for men are like shoes to women.
I don't know. I feel like
I don't know if you can compare shoes to women, because men are sneakerheads too.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, girls have a lot of shoes. Like, that's just kind of like a thing.
Shout out Coach Ani. I did mention him briefly. Yes, hole in one, Coach Ani. Congratulations.
Boy, Coach.
The odds he hears this, who knows? But shout out to Coach Ani for getting a hole in one the other day.
In the club.
Also, they just got back, the men's team. They played in a tournament in Oklahoma over the weekend, I think.
Yeah, they played, their second day was today.
Yesterday and today. Like, we never went to Oklahoma for a 2-day tournament during the middle of the week. But, you know, I guess you leave and they get all the good stuff. I mean, I guess they have been hitting on, simulators all winter in a world-class indoor practice facility that opened right after I left. It's okay. I'm not bitter.
I'm not salty.
Yeah, so I would say 30 to 40 or so golf polos. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe more. I don't know.
Trying to cut that down to 25 is going to be tough, but I will divide and count to it.
Divide and count to it. There you go.
That's from The Office, but like, what's the context?
I think it's the episode where...
It's the CPR episode.
CPR, yeah. And she's like trying to maintain a certain beats per minute. And then Michael's like, how many is that per hour? And then Jim's like, how's that going to help you? He said, I will divide and count to it. which either is complete nonsense or gets him right back to the number that she gave him anyway.
Oh, man. We've been on our B99 kick. Now that's our new show watching.
Love that show.
Oh. Man, I've never watched it. I've never watched it cover to cover. The show is freaking hilarious, dude. Like, I have so many laughs between, like,
yeah,
it, whether it's dumb shit that Hitchcock and Scully say, whether it's just Jake being Jake, like, hey, that.
You gotta put the E on this one.
I don't care. I'm not gonna say dumb stuff. Like, that just sounds so stupid. I have to say dumb.
What? Now you're going to hold back?
You have shit. To say it. Can't say it.
Shit. Okay.
Come on. It's from Belgium. Listen to this, man.
Yeah. And in Belgium, they say that like it's that's the word.
That's probably what they say for American chocolate, like, or waffles.
It's like, oi, mate, like, that was shit.
They call
regular Belgium, waffles. Not Australia.
They got accents in Belgium.
Not Australian accents.
It's pretty close.
Is it?
Yeah, we'll Belgium was him. Close. Belgium was close allies with Britain back in the day. So you do have a lot of British, tone and accent that defected to Belgium. So it's like a mix between British and German, which is almost kind of like Australian.
Yeah, a lot of oi mates going on over there.
I think I'm going to disagree bruv. With that, but...
I heard bruv. Their national sport is cricket, too.
Who's that, Belgium?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely golf.
On accents, why does Ludwig Aberg, or Aubert,
Yeah, Auberg. Oh, come on. What is this? 2023?
Not have like an accent at all. Like he just sounds American. Same with Victor, honestly. Like Victor has him. A slight accent, but like
I think it's because they grew up speaking a different language and then learned English in the States. That's my guess.
Well, it's BS.
Like, okay.
When I'm watching a Ludwig interview and I'm like expecting this cool thick accent, it's like, hi, my name is Trevor. You want to go down to the IHOP and have some pancakes? It's like, what the fuck?
But yeah, let's go. I mean, pancakes.
I'm on one tonight. I'm sorry. I'll shut up. You can go through the list. I just.
Spoilers. Finally watched the last episode of Full Swing and Europe won, unfortunately.
No. Boo.
So, yeah.
Maybe if Zach Johnson would have picked Keegan Bradley. Never know.
Dude, it is crazy. We should talk some Full Swing. I didn't have it on the list, but how much Full Swing did we talk last time?
I don't know. It's been a month since I've watched it.
Dude, what is wrong with, like, why is Zach Johnson the way he is?
Because he's Zach Johnson.
Like, what made him think, like, yes, I'm going to say Jay Tizzle right now, and that's going to sound, like, cool?
Every time he would talk, I didn't want him to talk. I was like, shut up.
When there was that clip of him like grilling steaks for his family, that dude was marinating like 10 pounds of meat. I'm like, bro, are you feeding an entire city or what's going on? It's like, nope, just him and his family. I'm like, what?
The Johnsons. Mm-hmm. I loved how his kids like basically didn't even care about his golf career. One of them was like, didn't you like maybe win a British Open or something? And then like
they're talking about his dog's names.
Him and his wife were like, yeah, he did actually. And it was like, okay.
It was like much more recent than his Masters win.
Oh, yeah, those kids probably have no idea he won the Masters.
I was actively rooting for the European team when I was watching Full Swing.
I'm curious, did your opinion of any of the players involved in the series, like, did it change at all?
Well, Zach Johnson's not my favorite anymore. Let's say that. I wouldn't say it really did. Like, I don't remember who was really on this season.
I don't know. Just the whole Justin Thomas thing. Like, I'm almost to the point where it's like, I'm good with Justin.
I did enjoy having Justin Rose on there.
Dude, I love Rosie. I used to just disdain Rosie. But like past couple of years, I've come all the way around. He's one of my favorite players, low key.
Dude, he's awesome.
What are you going to say about JT, Noah?
I kind of agree with you. I feel like I watched the Fitzpatrick episode and I was like, these guys are awesome. Loved the whole family. The episode was great. The brother dynamic was sweet. And then the JT episode, it just felt like he was so like, I don't know. I just didn't want to hear anything. I just was not interested in his life. I'm like, just, dude, I don't really.
Dude, just imagine being care. The brother of a PGA Tour player and major champion, and your girlfriend is better at golf than you.
And way better looking than his girlfriend. I mean, Alex Fitzpatrick is doing all right. Also, they're acting like he's bad at golf. He's the 706th ranked golfer in the world.
Hey, he made the cut at the Open.
Made the cut. He like top 10, bro.
Yeah,
he didn't get that.
Or did he? No, like, maybe he slipped outside the top 10 in the final day, but he was in the last few groups on Sunday.
Yeah, he did great.
I wouldn't say in contention because Brian Harman was
right. Nobody was in contention, but basically
they were like really hammering the whole in the shadow of his brother, which sure, because Matt Fitzpatrick is unbelievable, but it's like he's still also an incredible golfer. I don't think he's feeling bad for himself.
I mean, he's like relative to us, yeah, he's way better than us, but it's like
making the cut at the Open, pretty good.
Well, right, but like nobody would know who he is if he wasn't Matt Fitzpatrick's brother.
Yeah, but I mean, truly. I don't know. Still, 700th in the world is pretty good.
I guess, yeah.
It's pretty good.
I mean, relatively speaking, yes. It
could be 250th.
Relatively speaking, yes, but relative to the other players who are featured in Full Swing, it's not very good.
No, yeah.
I have a better world ranking in video game golf than he does in real life golf. So
I liked the Fitzpatrick's dad. He was a funny guy.
Oh yeah, that the dad is a legend. Alex, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, the low key. What a huge favor Matt did for him by playing the Zurich, because they played that partner event. You know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have gone on to win that, that would count as a PGA Tour win for Alex. So he would have got basically all that comes with a PGA Tour win. Cause like Matt, definitely that wasn't going to be on his schedule, but he's like, you know, Alex, do you want to play the Zurich? And Alex had no tour status or anything like that. So that was basically, Matt doing a big favor for his brother, seeing if maybe they could possibly win that thing and he could get some tour status, almost like a workaround of having to work his own way up, but didn't really matter. They ended up not winning, but I thought that was kind of interesting.
Maybe we should shrink the game of golf so that we can't have shit like that happen anymore.
Oh, golf definitely needs to be shrunk. 100%. Anything else on Full Swing?
Ricky did good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I was Ricky fairly episode. Disappointed with the whole Ricky. So they have like the Ricky at the US Open thing. And then at the very end of the episode, they just throw in like a, oh yeah, and he won the Rocket Mortgage. And like you see him hit the final shot, make the final putt, and like you see a little bit of the celebration. It's like,
yeah.
I wish there would have been a little bit more of that.
I agree with that. I was hoping for a lot more footage from Detroit, but I'm wondering whether maybe they didn't have their crew there that week or like what exactly happened, but, or if they just came to the determination they didn't have time to put it in there. They wanted to put more of the US Open in there, but it was like, oh, he came so close at the US Open career comeback. And it's like, oh, almost the end of the episode. And it's like, oh, by the way, he won 2 weeks later.
I will say the one person that the show really did justice for me was Wyndham Clark. Like I was kind of a Wyndham Clark hater.
Okay, why?
Like, I just think he's cocky. Like, I just don't like that. But, like...
So, continue.
Like, watching the episode and kind of seeing, like... It kind of did the Joel Damon... Like, the opposite of the Joel Damon thing, where, like... You know, Joel Damon's was a lot of a sob story and then, like, the self-deprecating humor. Whereas, like, Wyndham Clark's was a sob story, but it's, like... Rather than making fun of myself and calling myself a fat piece of shit and an idiot and like I suck at golf, it's like, nah, I'm going to be the best player in the world and I'm going to prove it. And then like he goes out and does it. And then it's like, man, maybe I don't hate this guy as much as I thought I did.
So I think a lot of people in recent weeks have kind of started to not like Wyndham Clark very much. And
well, that was because the Rory, the comments. Rory.
Yeah. So there's that. I don't think Netflix really made me feel much of one way or another, but yeah, I don't know. I still don't really know how I feel about Wyndham Clark in general. It seems like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know how much more I should say on it, but.
And it's really fun. Cause I like, if we turn an event on, like I'll get Lydia's perspective on things. And like, she doesn't keep up with the golf news as deeply as I do. So like, I mean, she's going to like Rory and she doesn't even know that, like the Rory news about trying to shrink the tour. We watch the players and she's like, oh, like we like everybody that's on this leaderboard except for Scotty. And I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, we kind of do, except for also Brian Harman, because he's a slow piece of shit, just like Patrick Cantlay. But like, but like, she, just because she's like, yeah, we like Wyndham Clark because of Full Swing. And it's like, I mean, yeah, we do. But like, you know, he's also kind of a
Why don't you guys like Scotty Scheffler?
Yeah, I'm so sick of Scotty. I'm just sick of him. He wins all the time. I'm just sick of him.
He's the most down-to-earth player probably on the PGA Tour.
I get it. I'm just sick of him winning. It's like the Brooks Koepka thing.
That's crazy.
Like, Brooks Koepka was really chill when he was on Pardon My Take, like bro-ing down, but then it's like, oh yeah, I play in the majors. Crazy, dog. That's all I care about. And then he keeps winning. It's like, dude, this guy sucks. I hate him.
That's crazy, like, dog. Not liking vanilla ice cream.
That's like, I'm trying to think of a good comp here.
That's like not liking a cold glass of water.
That's like not liking Nikola Jokic.
It's like not liking the Patriots because they've won five Super Bowls.
No, it's not like that at all.
So no. Different.
It'd be like if the Patriots were good people.
Yes. That's what great people. Like the best people in the league.
Yeah, like Scotty is like.
So you guys aren't sick of the Kansas City Chiefs? You're not sick of Patrick Mahomes?
First of all, totally different because
no, it's not.
Because Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, like they're loud personalities. They're super cocky. They're super loud. Like they kind of like being a celebrity sort of situation. And first of all, I'm not sick of them because I don't know. I kind of like seeing greatness. And Scotty is like he's greatness, but he's also such a humble, down to earth guy.
Yes. With
like a normal wife and like a good, solid family. And like,
we haven't like seen this combination. Yeah. Of such a good person, good, humble person, and such excellence in the same bottle for a while.
Now, this is a comment I probably shouldn't make, but I'm going to do it anyway. Whereas, like, you have, like you mentioned, Brooks, like obviously he's been greatness in majors in the last decade. But like, he's not the same kind of guy as Scotty. Like,
no,
like Jenna, Jenna versus Meredith. Do I need to say anything more here?
I don't think I have come across as saying I hate Scotty as a person. Like, I think he is a chill, relatable guy, but I'm just sick of him winning.
You just hate greatness.
He doesn't even win that much.
It sucks to turn on golf every single event he's in and be like, oh yeah, there's Scotty at the top of the leaderboard again.
Dude, his win at the Arnold Palmer was the first time he won since the Players last year. He went an entire year without winning.
He just won the Players again.
Okay. He's won on the PGA Tour like seven times. Which is a lot.
Seven times more than.
Which is a lot in 3 years, but it's not like he's winning like Tiger amounts like seven times a year. Now, if he keeps putting well, it could be.
God, it could be scary.
No, I'm not here for the Scotty slander.
That's my beef. That's my beef of the week. I'm just going to throw that one in there.
Here, how about this? Is part of the reason because of his crazy footwork? Do you just not want to see footwork like that on the best player in the world?
No, I really don't care about the footwork. Like, I think that's cool.
Fair.
I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm. James, you might be the first person that I've talked to that doesn't like Scotty Scheffler.
I don't, man. Like, just as a guy, he's chill, but like, I hate.
As a guy, I would want my kids to have him as a dad.
I hate turning on the golf and Scotty's just at the top of the leaderboard.
Here's a question for you.
All right, you go and then I'll go.
Is the beard doing anything for you? Is Scotty with the beard more?
Scotty with the beard. When I turned on the Players and I saw the beard, I was like, whoa. Like, who is this?
So you didn't watch the Arnold Palmer then?
No, I really didn't.
All right. I was gonna say that beard does not pop up in 1 week.
The Players was the one he wore the green pants final round, right? That was
The Players. Yep. The Players is the course where they have the island green on the 17th.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. I watched a little bit of the Arnold Palmer, but it was like featured group coverage because Ricky was on it because he was early.
That guy's not playing good golf right now.
No, but he did auto quality to the Masters, so shout out Ricky.
Hey, he yelled at a guy at the Players.
He did.
I've never seen him lose it on a fan like that. That was crazy.
I think he told him to shut the fuck up.
Well, no, I think he I think it was something. Yeah, whatever. We don't need to get into that.
Can you censor that out? Can you censor that out for me?
Yeah, I'll edit that out.
Thank you.
Dude, I should add like a beep track to this. Just like do random beeps like Thurnus Haley.
Hey, Thurnus. Hey, Thurnus.
Arnold. Drink Arnold Palmer. Hey, though.
I thought you was Tiger Woods. I said, I know. Right.
Wyndham Clark lips out on the last hole.
Talk about
that would have gone to a playoff.
Talk about the nastiest lip out of all time.
I was watching that. Like, I almost fell out of my chair. I could not believe that didn't go in.
I think I almost threw up.
Wow.
Like,
would have been gross.
Fist pumped.
No, dude, he did the double step too. Like,
well, and he thought that approach shot was all over it. He like twirled it and started absolutely marching after that one. He thought he flagged it. Here's the thing. Here's what I learned Sunday at the Players. Obviously, Wyndham Clark didn't end up winning, but he like feel like he has it. And Xander Schauffele does not. Xander Schauffele does not have it, but Wyndham Clark does. Like, Wyndham had a tough bogey on, I think he bogeyed 14. And so he was on the 16th hole. He needed to birdie his last three holes, or possibly eagle 16. Which I think he had a pretty good look for eagle, and that was kind of a bad putty hit there. So that kind of goes against my argument, but he birdies 16, throws an absolute laser beam on 17, makes it, stripes two shots that he thought were perfect on 18, and then basically makes the putt and it somehow doesn't go in, like when he absolutely had to have it. I, even though he didn't end up winning, that showed me a lot, I think, from Wyndham Clark. Obviously, he won the US Open last year and has won a couple other events, but Wyndham could be like a perennial top five player, like here to stay. Like, he kind of has, he has a little bit of the X factor, no pun intended, that guys nice. Like, I feel like Schauffele and Cantlay do not have.
Have you guys, I was looking for the player stats on Datagolf. Have you guys ever messed around with any of the models that they have on here?
No.
So they have this performance table and it has an expected wins that they would have. So like based on their performances, how many expected wins they would have on the PGA Tour this year.
I feel like this is the stat that Solly at No Laying Up kept like hyping up Finau for years. Like when Finau just could not get a second win, he's like, but look at all these expected wins. He's just getting unlucky in the final round.
So I'm just kind of going down. Scotty has 2.36 expected wins. He's got two wins this year. Wyndham Clark has two expected wins this year, has one win. Xander has 1.25 expected wins, doesn't have a win. The fun one, that's
about right.
The fun one is Joaquin Niemann, three wins on the LIV Tour, 0.63 expected wins on the PGA Tour. Louis Oosthuizen, two wins with 0.26 expected PGA Tour wins.
Well, yeah, because I think Louis's wins are both Euro Tour.
Well, yeah, because he's a scrub. I want to find, you know who I want to find? I'm going to find one guy on here.
But yeah, like if not for Scotty getting on a heater with the putter, which basically means putting average, we might be talking about Wyndham Clark as the best player in the world right now, because he got second in both of those weeks that Scotty won. And crazy part is Scotty at the Players, he finished the week at 20 under par, I think. And he picked up 19 strokes tee to green on the field for the week and about one stroke putting. So, I mean, this isn't exactly how it works out because it's more of like averages versus like exactly to par. But basically, Scotty was 19 under par for the week with his long game and like one under par in his putting. That kind of shows. And most of the time, you know, when players win tournaments like that, they just have a super, super good week on the greens. It's like, no, Scotty won the Players and it was pretty much a slightly better than average putting week.
So Ricky, 0.00 expected wins this year, just straight zeros across the board. That's how he's.
And yeah, that checks out. He has zero wins.
Dylan Fratelli, 0.01 expected wins, tied with Colin Morikawa.
Is that Colin has two majors?
That's honestly like, yeah, that is wild.
All right. Noah, you played golf the other day. We can't do that because we just got a blizzard. Tell us about it.
I heard you guys got a lot of snow. Dude, I heard back home in Mini, they got like a foot.
Yeah. Not good.
Where was that? Where was that all winter? That's crazy.
Oh, are we done talking about the players already? That's quick.
Why? Do you want to go down the leaderboard?
No.
Loki Sahith played well.
Sahith, shout out.
I played golf in Florida on last Sunday. I got paired up with two brothers and their mom from that live down here, right? They're from Michigan. Who's
the Fitzpatricks?
I wish. But they were probably like 50 and the mom was like 70 something, maybe 80. Dude.
Wow.
She just red tees this little half swing back and through. I mean, 100 yards at right down the middle every time. Probably beat me. Was probably just pars and bogeys all day.
100 yards is not a lot. She needs to work on some speed training.
She tore it up. Yeah, that's what I was telling her. I was telling her you need to work on your hip mobility.
Did you tell her to get the stack?
We were doing some stretches out there. So, but
it's all in the hips, baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we got to talk about that in a second.
Also, yeah. Also, so I go to golf and right, and I'm walking up to the first tee, and there's the little starter shack on the right, and this guy, I mean, is having the worst day of anyone in Florida. Just the angry, starter is? So yeah, just so upset. Never seen a guy more upset in my life, right? And I like go up to show him my ticket, and first of all, he's like in a shack, completely secluded. He's got to slide open a little plastic door just to talk to me. Like we're separated. So he opens a little plastic door.
So this is Florida. Is he like cooking in there?
Dude, I don't know what he's doing in there. He's
probably hotboxing, dude. Florida.
But
man.
He'd rather be anywhere else, I promise you. Okay. And I walk up to this place, right? And he slides a little plastic door over. And I'm like, I got a tee time, whatever, 3:37. And he's like, where's your cart? Because I was just walking. And I'm like, oh, I'm just walking. I don't have a cart. He's like, oh, then you don't have to sign in. And then just shuts the thing on me. I'm like, all right, whatever. And I'm like, hey, like, am I after the guys on the tee box? Like, I'm 3:37. Am I after these guys? Because he's the starter. I figured he would, of all the guys on the golf course that would know, you know, where I am in the lineup, he would probably know. And he had no clue. He was just like, just go ask him. Open it back up. Just go ask him. Close it back up. I'm like, all right, sick. Thanks for the help, buddy. That was like the one thing that you could have maybe done for me. So just starter having a bad day. Case of what can you do? Starters sometimes do be like that. But we had a good time. I shot 88. And then went home.
Did you actually shoot an 88?
Yeah.
Bruh.
So.
What's going on? What are we struggling with? Is this a therapy session now?
Yeah, maybe. I probably lost 7 balls to water. Ooh. I chipped the ball multiple times on multiple holes. The putter was hot, though. So, really?
Well, bright spot. Florida, most things are pretty hot.
Bright spot.
That's so 88, but gained strokes putting.
Yeah, I mean, definitely didn't miss within 10 feet. Would have been bad if the putter was cold. So
it's like my stat line from the second half of the year last year.
Could have been really bad if the putter was cold, but.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up. That's tough.
Yeah, it was great. I had a great time. I got to meet with some local Florida guys. And they were just as Florida men can be. So we had a good
time. You got to play with Grandma Dolores. So
yes, Grandma stripe it right down the middle every single time.
I mean, to be fair,
dude, old person.
When you hit it that when you hit it that short, it's hard to hit it crooked.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I can't wait to turn like 55, 60, 65. Because, like, you just have no mobility. You can't really hit it far. But it's on a freaking rope every single time. Yeah. It's like, you know, dude, I'm playing against some old guy in men's league. And I'm like, well, I know he's not going to hit it offline. So, like, I just got to play solid golf. Like,
yeah, I mean, she wasn't even – she was taking a third swing on the way back. I should take a backswing. I was like, that was her backswing? And then she would hit the ball. And it was like, what? What just happened? Like – so I don't really like, understand.
So she's like Joan Rahm, basically,
but,
is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. But she delivered it. Her hands were really working, you know, made a great move into the ball.
Did she have an early extension? Was she working with the
No, she was doing everything right because she couldn't do anything wrong.
She's probably working with David Ledbetter or something.
I think she might have been Mo Norman's mom. That's how old she was. And she had the same swing, but so I play with them and they left after 9 holes. I'm like, sweet, nice to meet you. One of the guys gave me a ball marker because I didn't have a ball marker. I'm like, oh, that's a nice gesture, you're a nice guy, whatever. So I go to, and then I'm not going to use it, I don't use ball, I have ball markers, I just don't use them. But I go to like the 10th hole, I catch up to the group in front of me on the 11th hole, and they're like, you want to play through? I'm like, sure, would love to. This like short par 4. And I step up and make just a nice move at the ball and smoke a drive. Going up the right side, boop, sploosh, pond. I'm like, sick. All right, I'll just go up and drop. Whatever. I'm walking past. I'm like, thanks, guys. Appreciate you letting me play through. You know, have a nice rest of your round. They're like, yeah, man, like no problem. And then I like walk up to go drop in front of the pond. And they're driving behind me in the cart. So they're right. I mean, like 15 feet behind me.
Awkward.
I'm like, I should probably like just go kind of fast.
It's like, hey guys, do you want to play through?
Yeah. Yeah, I should have asked them. You guys are really on me. I don't want to hold you guys up. But so I drop a ball and I'm like 70 yards out from the green and I hit a wedge and I hit, I don't know how the ball went. I chunked it so bad. And the ball, I mean, it goes like 15 feet into the same pond I just hit my driver in. And I just put my club in the bag and walked right to the next hole. Did not acknowledge them, just walked right to the next hole. What do you do after that? You can't even, I'm sorry, I can't even say anything to these guys. I can't even look at these guys right now.
So it was 88 asterisk.
I think I gave myself like a double or triple on that hole. I don't know.
I mean, he made net double, so.
True, net double. Yep.
So, oh, if it's a net score, if I'm taking net doubles, that's a net 85. So, not bad actually.
Yeah, that's tough. It's not what you want to see.
Look, I'm not proud of it, but here I am.
Steve, the most important part is that you'll get up and go again, right?
Yeah.
All right. I got a beef of the week.
All right, let's hear it.
My beef of the week is during Players Week, PGA Tour social medias posted out a video of Scottie Scheffler hosting the PGA Tour Dundies or something and was giving out awards to guys. And I'm just like, hey man, like you do you if you want to do a crappy version of the trainee awards, but at least give us the credit.
Yeah, honestly, like we came up with that.
What kind of awards was he handing out?
See if I can find it here.
Great podcasting, sitting in silence.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah. I mean,
maybe I will become, this was Scotty, you said?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll become anti-Scotty, just like Jenks.
I know who's currently the front runner for copycat of the year for this year.
Also, Scotty looks like John Rahm with the beard.
John Rahm, as Lydia would call him, the buff pigeon.
The buff pigeon. I like that. That's on brand.
All right, I'm close. Oh, I think I have it. Scotty Scheffler's the Dundies.
We don't have a mug like this at home. And it's just as generous as the House Tennessee World's Best Boss. The Dundies are up for the awards. The Sneakers Award goes to Keith Mitchell. He also gets the award for having the neatest pressed pants. Keith.
He gave Keith Mitchell the Whitest Sneakers Award.
Cashmere Keith.
The Whitest Sneakers Award?
He said,
come on, Scotty.
Hottest in the office goes to Adam Scott. Busiest Beaver Award goes to Tom Kim. He said he spends like 10 hours a day practicing. Extreme Repulsiveness Award goes to Sam Burns. He says that guy is unbearable. He said the Don't Go In There After Me Award goes to every single person on the PGA Tour with a morning tea time. He says because basically all the Port-a-Johns smell horrific.
I like that one. That one's not bad.
So, I mean, quite literally in all of its forms, a poor man's version of the trainees. And yeah. I received a DM on Instagram saying just that. So this isn't just from me. This is from basically the general public. This is the sentiment out there that PGA Tour absolutely ripped us off and did a poorer version of it. So
I like, screw you, yeah. PGA Tour.
I like the idea. I like the
cease
idea.
Cease and desist.
But
thank you.
But
no, I mean, ultimately, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right?
And
us off just like they ripped off dozens of players. I think we have to join the Live Tour.
Yeah, we're going to become a Live podcast.
I didn't know we weren't one.
When's the next Live event, Noah?
It is in Miami.
I don't know if I'm just not in
next
the right
week.
I don't know if I'm not in the right Twitter spheres or X spheres, I guess you want to call them now. But like, I never see anything on Twitter about like when a Live event is happening, when tea time, like when the shotgun blast starts.
Tea times. Well, I know why you don't see tea times listed.
Like
FedEx Cup like, points.
Even if
anything like that.
Even if I wanted to watch Live Golf, like I would have to actively look up what time it even starts, when it is. Like I couldn't tell you when the last event was. I can't tell you when the next event is. I know AK played in a couple events because that was on Twitter, but
I mean, that's all part of the problem, right? It's like, I see so much nonsense from these Live, like, I don't know if I want to call them bots because I don't think they're actual bots, but they're just
live stands.
Yeah, the Live stands, like, and it's like, dude, all they do is like throw out all this crap about the PGA Tour and how the PGA Tour sucks and how Justin Thomas sucks and how Rory sucks and how Scotty sucks and like, and how the PGA Tour fields suck now, and like all of this. And it's like, dude, I don't even know when or where any of your tournaments are. It's like, why can't you just let the golf speak for itself? And I think it's pretty obvious that it kind of can't do that. Man, there's this guy is, I don't even want to talk about him because it's so annoying, but have you seen him on Twitter? Pro Golf Critic.
I don't know if I have.
That guy is a clown of the highest order. Like he'll put out these super long-winded posts that like try to make him seem like a level-headed, like I don't know, bystander in this whole thing. But then, like some of the stuff he says is so unbelievably crazy. like he said, so basically, you know, commenting on the leaderboard of the Valspar, he's like, how many shots would Taylor Gooch have won the Valspar championship by? And why is it at least double digits? Or I don't know, but I mean, basically
that's just a joke, right? He's not serious, is he?
But that's the thing, is like, I think he's serious.
I think he's just trying to drive engagement.
And he'll, well, I mean, yes, that's it. But he'll post like positive things about like Asian Tour events, like DP World Tour events. It's basically like, but criticize every single PGA Tour event, every single thing the PGA Tour does. But then again, everything Liv does is super cool, super great, super innovative. It's like,
that seems like a good guy.
Oh, dog, right.
I've got a beef of the week and a babe of the week, or a beauty of the week. That's,
I like either one, quite honestly.
I like beauty of the week, but I'll give you my beef of the week first. All right. And my beef of the week is I went fishing today and for like an hour. Whole time, fish were like hitting the surface around me, like bloop, 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 all around me, whole time. And I'm fishing, putting flies on top of the fish where they are, and they have want nothing to do with my fly. So my beef is with the fish down in Florida because apparently they're too good for whatever I'm throwing at them.
That's a good beef. Either that or they're too smart.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with that, but definitely beef me up. My beauty of the week, though, is Pinehurst 10's official new logo.
What was it called again? Like the sand pit or something?
Yeah, the sand mines.
Are like
the land that number 10 and number 11 are going to be on. So they have that for both courses, I guess. But have you seen it, Nick?
No, I haven't actually.
Check out my Instagram story. Let's get a live reaction.
All right, Noah.
Jenks. You saw Jenks, right?
I did see it, yeah.
I thought they killed it.
I thought it was a really sick
Yeah.
Wow.
I want some merch really bad with that.
That is sick.
Yeah. It's like for all you audio listeners out there, which is probably 100% of our audience, so all four of you out there, it's like a mine cart, right? And with sand, like filled with sand, and the sand is like in the shape of the mounds on hole 8 out there, which is pretty sweet.
Did you design hole 8? Like, did you do a lot of work on hole 8?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That hole's sick.
And did you notice that they have on the cart, they have the X?
Yeah. Yep.
That pays a nod to the Pinehurst 10.
The 10. Yeah. X, which the Roman numeral, for all you uneducated audio listeners out there, is the Roman numeral
Thank you.
10.
I already talked about my beef of the week, which was apparently Scotty. And I went on that rant. My beauty of the week, this guy, like, I'm not like a huge TikTok guy. Like, I'm not obsessed with TikTok.
Yeah.
But like occasionally if I'm just sitting there and I'm bored, like I'll scroll a little bit. And I've had one guy who has kept popping up on my TikTok feed, and I don't know what the guy's name is, but do you guys like watch TikTok at all? Or like, are you on golf TikTok?
I'm not on the TikTok.
So it's like this guy who like acts like a pirate, and he's wearing like these big duck boots. He's got like waterproofs on.
Yeah.
And he's just like yelling. Like he's screaming.
What are you into, dude?
If you don't know how to release the club, it's like skipping a stone, Marooch.
It's the Marooch guy.
You don't throw a rock from here to here. You go from here to here. And it's like,
it can,
Like, this dude is wild, but I can't get enough of watching his TikToks.
Can you send me that video, maybe? I could probably use that.
Dude, I could send you the account if I find it again, if it pops up. But, like, that guy's awesome.
Dude. It's the Maruch. I've seen his videos on Instagram, I think, Reels. The Maruch guy. He's crazy.
Nick, let me share screen.
Also, who's Maruch?
I don't know who Maruch is.
Yeah. Am I Maruch? Are you Maruch?
I don't know.
Are we all Maruch? These are the questions he doesn't answer.
Why? See, I can't even. I tried to Google search Maruch golf guy and I couldn't get
it. Yeah. He's the kind of guy that I watch his videos and then at the end of the video, I'm like, oh, I didn't really realize what he was talking about in the golf swing. Like
So it's this guy.
Yeah, you're enamored with the guy. And you're like, oh, he was telling me something about golf. And you forget that part.
Can you guys hear that or no?
I cannot hear it, no.
No, can't.
But it's this guy with his beard hair is as long as his head hair, and his head hair is long.
He's standing on these cliffs in like England or Scotland or something.
Yeah.
Like
that's crazy.
So Golf, it looks like his name is.
Like he looks like he's Irish.
Actually, I think I've seen that guy.
He looks like if you found the end of a rainbow and the pot was not
full
of
gold,
cocaine, that would be the guy.
Bro.
TikTok. This guy, I think I've seen this guy. Dude, that he looks like he's homeless.
He does. He looks like the homeless guy.
This is great audio content.
I don't know who Maruch is, though.
He looks like if there was a Teenage Mutant Leprechaun series, he'd be one of them.
See, there he is skipping his stone.
Yeah.
Doing a little lifting.
What is that move? Yeah, he's doing stuff with rocks that has nothing to do with golf.
But like, look at his boots.
That's pure. Run that back. Let's see the swing again.
That's a move right there.
Run that back. He's throwing rocks around he's in a chucking rocks into the ground.
That is crazy. Yeah. The rain boots and waders is like insane.
He's got
such a pure man. No words needed. Hashtag Maruch.
Maruch. Hashtag Maruch.
I want to throw out another beauty.
Look at this guy, bro.
Oh yeah, that's
dude. He literally is like an offshore fisherman from Alaska.
Yeah,
like, he looks insane.
His eyes. Oh my gosh,
dude! He's what is he?
Online lesson with a student from Colorado. Like this guy's a teacher. He's swinging a
persimmon.
The persimmon.
Yeah, this guy's a legend.
Dude, this guy has to be on drugs.
He's got frozen snot in his schnoz right now, but that's not slowing him down.
He's got a ponytail in his beard.
He's going to help you better.
Wham, bam, we're back, baby.
He's literally wearing a yellow rain outfit playing golf. I mean, he's like a New York fashion. I mean, this guy, it's crazy.
I got to look so Marucci.
Wasn't it two O's?
Maybe that's just how you spell Maruch. Reference. But yeah, so that's the guy that keeps popping up on my TikTok. That was a nice little rabbit hole.
Yeah. I mean, he's great. He's so good, I forget what he's talking about. Like, I don't learn it. He's too good of an entertainer that I don't learn anything from.
That's fair.
So yeah.
This is in the same vein but different. Just another beauty of the week. Are you guys familiar with Nick Cassano?
Is that like Nick Castellano or Castellanos? It's a high fly ball to deep left field.
No.
By Nick Castellanos?
No.
I pride myself as a man of faith.
And that's a high fly ball to deep left field.
No, it's not, it has nothing to do with that. Okay. He is on Instagram as, I think, Nikki.Cass.
Oh, Nikki Cass?
Yeah.
I love Nikki Cass, bro.
Dude, that guy is like one of the funniest guys, like top three funniest guys I've ever seen. Like,
he's good.
His
he's Italian, the guy that does like the dad, like
yeah, the Italian dad with the filter. Yeah. Dude, like he does basically the same characters over and over and over. I never get tired of it. It is absolutely hilarious.
He's good.
Like, and I always try to show him to Rachel, and she like hates it. Could not care less. I'm like, babe, like I'm sorry if you don't find this funny. Like we might not love each other. I find this so amusing. It's crazy. I could watch that guy's videos all day long.
Noah, but what's your TikTok guy?
I don't really have one, I guess. I don't know.
You strike me as the guy that would watch like relationship talk.
I would love like to see what kind of
each other.
Should I get a TikTok and then see what my TikTok becomes for the next episode? I would love to see what kind of TikTok it would throw at me.
We should do, I have an idea for an episode. Just, have you guys ever done YouTube races before? Or not YouTube, Wikipedia races before?
No.
So Wikipedia races, you start at one Wikipedia page and you have to work your way to a different, like by clicking through the links that are on each page, you have to get to a different page. So you'd start with like Constantine and try and get to Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, dude, that sounds actually super fun.
So like we could do a golf Wikipedia race segment. Trying to get from like, I don't know, Constantine to Scotty Scheffler.
That would be funny, actually.
I think I'm forever loyal to Rick Shields as far as golf video makers go.
I've been dabbling in different guys. Cause like for a while I was onto my big foreplay kick when I was a big foreplay guy. And then I like watching the Brian Bros. Well, the Brian Bros have been doing a lot lately with like Grant Horvat and Micah Morris. And
I think those guys, I'm kind of over those two, but continue.
And, well, I watched a little bit of Grant and, he had a couple of videos with Eric Anderslang. So I've been watching a little bit of Eric Anderslang, and Random Golf Club. And then I've been watching Busta Jack. Cause they had their, I was kind of talking about it before we went on, their 50 states that they played. And so I watched a little bit of that. Like there's some good golf content out there. And I like Adam Young as well. Adam Young Golf. More of like an instructional guy, but solid, solid content.
Do you watch the Adventures in Golf with Eric Lang?
I've been like just kind of all over. Like I just like I haven't watched anything specific.
Yeah.
I've just been browsing.
Yeah.
Because like I remember Nick, you were a big Eric Anderslang fan. That wasn't you, that was Noah the entire time.
I think it was. I've never been like anti Eric Anderslang, but I've never really watched the content all that
much. So maybe it was Noah, but like I remember his name being mentioned and I had just never got around to watching it.
Yeah, but he's like, got some good stuff.
Like I watched him in that one video with Grant Horvat and I'm like, dude, I like want to join the Random Golf Club. Like I just want to go all in for this guy. Like
he's got some sick merch. Yeah. Dude, you need to watch the Adventures in Golf series. They're like, if you're into golf courses at all, it's like the coolest thing ever.
Shout out Eric Andersling. No free ads.
I'll give him give him a free ad.
So we're pushing off Masters preview because we're gonna have another episode before the Masters.
Yeah, we're forcing ourselves to now.
Allegedly. So I think the last thing on our list that we gotta talk about is the Reddit post.
All right.
So Noah, I don't know if you're familiar. I think I sent this in the group, so you might have seen it. So last week there was a Reddit post that kind of took over golf Reddit, made its way to golf Twitter and stuff like that. And it was from Pohutukawa99 as the guy.
Oh, I love that guy. It.
And his post, his there Reddit
was 98 of those guys already.
Apparently was, could you birdie all 18 holes at your local? You can play any hole as many times as you like in 24 hours. So you get one day basically.
Yeah.
To birdie all 18 holes at your local course.
Yeah. And I did see the 24 hours doesn't have to be consecutive. Like you get 24 hours of daylight.
Yeah, sure.
You have the whole course at your disposal. Nobody else is on the course. So you can jump around anywhere you want. You can play any hole as many times as you want, like in any order. It is just completely up to you. And you do not have to finish the hole. So like,
yeah,
you hit a tee shot in the water on a par three, you know, you're not making birdie. You can either re-tee and try again, or you can just go somewhere else.
Sure.
And the 24 hours is split into 6 4-hour slots. So you're not playing 24 hours straight. You're going like, you know, 4 hours on Monday, 4 hours Wednesday, 4 Friday, 4 Sunday. So like splitting it up over the course of multiple days or a week or whatever you want to do. So I was thinking, and I mean, playing at Cattail, it being 27 holes, I was just kind of thinking, how many holes at Cattail do I think I could birdie in 24 hours? And truthful, like the par fives are givens. Like you're going to make a birdie on those, like one out of every, you know, blue and yellow, one out of every 3 to 5 times you play it.
Okay. Red, maybe so, one. So out the of question every is like, could you birdie all 18 holes at your local course if you had this opportunity, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I feel like this question is more aimed at like, I don't know, maybe I'm naive, but I feel like the question is aimed at higher handicaps. Cause I feel like the answer is like,
obviously,
like easily, like without a question.
I was about to say, give me 3 hours.
Yeah. I was like,
you think you're birdieing every hole at your course in 3 hours?
If it's just me and there's no one else out there.
Yeah. If I have a cart and it's just me,
I honestly think like, I could, no problem.
I know 24 hours is like,
24 like when hours I saw that, I was like three times.
Like, unless I'm just stupid. Like, I feel like that would be so easy.
The comment is, I've tripled every hole in my course. Does that count?
So I would say it's pretty much a given, like
it's a goal.
Just so I would probably birdie like 3 or 4 holes on the first try.
So let's make it a little bit more challenging for us then. Let's take out the you don't have to finish the hole. Like
I still think yes.
So if you're playing, you have to play your first time is an 18 hole round. You just have to play the course the entire way through. Then you go back and any hole that you don't birdie, you go back and you play in the same order. So like, let's say you birdie 1 and you par 2, you start on 2 and you birdie 3, then you go from 2 to 4. Like, and if we think we can do it in 24 hours, how long do you think it would take you?
3 hours.
3 hours to birdie 18 holes.
Yeah. That's maybe a little bit,
even if there's nobody else out there.
Yeah. I mean, if it was just me and I had a cart, like you could just go back and forth on the same hole, like quite a few times. And then if you didn't even have to do that, like go like back and forth on a few different holes, like in a loop, if you hadn't birdied them yet. And it depends on the layout of the golf course, but if it's one where you can, you know, drive around from hole to hole pretty easily and quickly, like, man, I think to that comment, I mean, I think I think anyone over a 10 handicap is fooling themselves if you think you are doing this.
Thinking about the time it takes to play a full 18 takes 3 to 4 hours, especially if you are playing to birdie every hole. But yes, 3 to 4 hours. So that's
a normal, like, if you're walking,
but that's
though.
But you are by yourself and you have the course to yourself. Like, I have played an 18 hole round by myself in 2 hours.
Yeah. And the fact that if you don't have to finish a hole, like if you hit a bad tee shot, you just grab another ball out of your bag and
yeah.
hit another one.
Yeah.
And then you can go play the hole from a good tee shot.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, it's automatic good tee shot. It's just.
This guy, I tracked this when I joined a club years ago as a 10 handicap. It took me 3.5 years and about 150 rounds to birdie every hole. Okay. I mean, that's a 10 handicap.
It's a bunch of, yeah, it's a bunch of weekend hacks in this comment section.
Yeah. I mean, we are all scratch elite. Or better golfers.
Yeah. Like, elite. We're all elite golfers. Like,
and like, yeah. maybe for me, this seemed, you know, like a best little bit, of the best. I'm not a birdie maker. Like, I don't score well by making a lot of birdies. I score well by making a lot of pars. So like, I usually only average 2 birdies around. So like, I mean, do I think I could do it in 24 hours? Yes. Like,
and I mean, just, it depends a lot on your golf course too, but like, even like say a course that's like somewhat tricky, but not like crazy, like, say like one of the country clubs here, like here in Sioux Falls, like Minnehaha. Like, I think I could do that at Minnehaha fairly easily.
Well, like, I was going to say, like, do you think you could do it at TPC?
TPC Twin Cities?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple holes that would get dicey. Like, I think 13 is an extremely hard birdie.
Yeah. 9 would be tough.
13 and 9, but like, I still think I could do it.
Yeah. Again, the fact that, like, you just get a free good tee shot every time.
Well, and like it points yeah. out.
So those par threes, you can literally stand on the tee box, like hitting balls until you hit a good one, go up and hit the putt. And then if you don't make it, go back and like hit a bunch more. You know what I mean?
Like yeah. there's this guy asked, so like, do I have to, can I hit 15 drives at once, pick the best ones? And well, where was it? That wasn't the right comment. Can I hit five shots off the tee and then 5 fairway shots? You can hit 5 tee shots, but you only play the last one you hit. So like, you could literally just sit there and beat balls on a par three until you hit yeah. one to like 2 feet and then just go yep. tap it in, make birdie.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
Like,
yeah. So I guess, I mean, if you have unlimited golf balls, yeah, the par threes then are easy.
The par fives are auto. It's just like the long, you have to get a couple long par fours you'd have to work at. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, so, I mean,
it's auto.
Thinking of it that way, the par threes, you'd make it happen.
I'm thinking my home course, if I go with the championship 18, as they would call it in quotes, like the first two holes are back to back 470-yard par fives.
Oh, like tough, tough start.
And then it's a 350-yard par four, 400-yard par four, 300-yard par four. Like, that would not take very long to birdie those five holes. Like, that would be 2 to 3 rounds to birdie those five holes, probably.
No, this isn't. I mean, this isn't. This is aimed at a different yes, caliber of golf.
I think so. I think this is.
I saw this. There was a 2 handicap down there that said, where's my 2 handicap? I don't know where he went. This guy, I'm a scratch, and one day at work, I was bored and entered all my scores at my home course. By my 11th round, I had already birdied 14 out of 18 holes. They took me an average of 5.93 attempts to get my first birdie. Now I have 10 hours left for the final four, but these took me. So this guy says, doing his math, it would take him a total of 25 and a half hours. I just
disagree. Like, Because once you have certain holes checked off, like, and you're, if you're down to like four holes left and you have 10 hours, bro,
like you are just rifling through those four holes.
How are you a scratch and you can't birdie those in 10 hours?
Yeah. Also, just go do the par threes, go do the par fives, go to the easy par fours. I don't know. And then grind out the hard ones. I think it's so doable.
Yeah. But especially with these rules. The par threes are auto. You stand there and you pound golf balls until you have a gimme.
I might wait for a rainy day at Cattail, and then just when I'm the only one out there, just go out and try and do this.
And you should. You should. Let us know how it goes.
Like in the pouring rain and just see what happens.
That'd be
or
funny.
I'll tell the pro to just shut the course down for me and see if I can do it in 24 hours.
I have to just get out there before the snow melts.
Snow golf, it's really easy then.
Yeah, they said someday we should have him block off the whole course because we're gonna film YouTube content out there. What do you think he would say to that?
He would laugh at us.
Would he laugh once he saw our YouTube channel has at least 5 subscribers?
Probably. Yeah. Do we even have access to the YouTube channel to stream yet?
That's a great question. I don't know. We're working on it. All right. We're working diligently around the clock. Our team is making sure we have that for.
See if there's some time. Good golf Reddit material going here.
Yeah, this is good. We should just have a whole segment of like.
I was thinking about adding just the what did we see on the golf internet? Today was the day. This guy shot 89. Congrats, buddy.
That's a 69, dog.
That's a 69? Oh, it is a 69. Attaboy, just joshing you.
Dang, roasting a guy for getting fired off about shooting an 89.
Well, it is golf Reddit. You never know.
Best day of his life. There he is.
Any other like thought experiment that you guys can come up with or have found?
Well, I'll have to think about experiment. That. That's kind of a funny. Those are funny like ideas. Like the hole in one challenge.
Go up, Jaden. Can anyone else physically just not stop coming over the top?
Me.
Me as well.
Click on that forum. I want to see what it says.
Hilarious. That's such a funny question.
Just wait until you fix it and can't stop hitting massive hooks.
Can anyone else just not stop coming over the top?
Skip a stone on the water, Marooch.
Yeah, go throw some rocks around. Fix that guy's swing.
Pretend there's a giant beanbag, right?
Wait, yeah. Give me some tips. I need some tips.
There's no way you're coming over the top, Noah.
I saw a thing that Bryson was doing, and it's like so many people when they're coming over the top, they're focused on like trying to hit it out, like, and they're even coming more over the top. Like you have to focus on getting your hands. He said, like, to your pocket.
I saw that video. He was basically kind of taking a shot at the George Gankuses of the world that are like, okay, now you. Shallow the club and turn. But he was just like, no, you don't really have to do that. You just have to, you know, have solid fundamentals and all that.
The club shallowing that he was looking at. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought actually that video was kind of a good one.
The George Gankus one or the Bryson one?
No, like that video you're talking about that Bryson made.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting.
I have been thinking about doing speed training again. I did it in college and I've just like, I've lost a little bit of speed. So I'm thinking about like picking it up.
Well, quite honestly, like you'll have to do some of it hitting golf balls because I bet like picking up speed would honestly help your mechanics.
Yeah.
Because delivering the club.
Two gloves on this guy.
Delivering the club 12 degrees out to in is not ideal for speed.
I wouldn't say 12 degrees is the degrees out to in that I'm delivering it, but
eight. maybe.
I would say like four.
Well, that's not as bad as I thought. One time I was fitting a guy for a driver, and he was hitting down on it 6 or 7 degrees and hitting in out to in 16 degrees.
He was, oh my God.
That's so bad.
At the beginning of the fitting, I was like, you know, I was just like, yeah, so like describe your tendency with driver. He's like, oh, I hit a little fade. Every now and again, it's slice. And then like those were his numbers. It's like, dude, like you have like
really 100 good miles matching an hour. Up the face.
Like you have like 100 fade? Miles an hour of club speed, but you're hitting driver like 190 because it's all side spin. Like the ball's not going forward. Like
this guy
I straight up told him, I'm like, dude, if you want me to band-aid it, I can put you in like the lowest spin shaft possible and the lowest spin head possible. But I'm like, and if this is just how you swing it and you accept that, then I can do that. But if you want to change how you deliver the club at all, like then a super low spin club is going to be terrible for you. And I think I sold him the driver. But yeah, it was interesting.
This one makes me laugh because this guy's a 15 handicap looking at a set of 301 Tacomas. And I've been doing a little research on the Tacomas lately, and it's just funny that 15 handicap's going after the 301s. Because I'm pretty sure that's what Wesley has in the bag.
Golf Reddit. It's a place I've never been to.
All right, boys, I think I'm going to tap out for tonight.
That's probably a good time.
It's probably more than the right time.
It's been real, and we're digging deep.
Jings, that's going to be your role from now on. You got to find
it's just scrolling one, golf Reddit.
You got to find one Reddit thread for us to comment on.
You're getting episode. Deep in there.
Is this shaft fine, guys?
No, it's not.
It looks fine to me.
It's not.
Looks good
to
me.
That head is going to fly off.
All right, boys. I'm out of here.
See ya.
See ya, fellas.
All right. Noah's out. I think I might cut it.
A ball for current events, Nick.
Yikes. once again, good audio content. It was a Baltimore logo.
Started the show how we ended, or ended the show how we started the show, talking about the Baltimore bridge.
Next episode is going to be a Masters preview. I do promise the what's in the bag is coming. I may or may not have just finalized it. So
finally finalized your bag
with an added piece. So right now I have about 18 clubs in the bag, maybe 19 or 20. So I got to, you know, make sure I have that down to what it's supposed to be. I definitely do want to make a what's in the bag. So
Vice golf balls is what's in my bag and almonds.
Yeah. See, that's one of the funnest parts of a what's in the bag is like all the other stuff that you got like in the pockets and
not the clubs, but like the random, like Crown Royal bag of junk I have.
Exactly. So I'm legitimately going to film one. So maybe on Thursday I'll do it. Ooh. Who knows? Who knows? I do want to. I kind of want to get cool head covers before I do that, though. I still got lame head covers on my clubs.
Well, but what's in the bag is not about the head covers. It's about the.
It's part of it, though. It's part of the bag.
That's more like what's on what's in the bag.
What's on what's in the bag? So I'll post a what's in the bag, and then I'll do a what's on what's in the bag.
I think we're trendsetters there. I don't know if anyone's ever done a what's on what's in the bag.
A wow, what tib.
Wow, what tib.
All right.
My goal is before our next episode, I'm going to have my golf wardrobe shrunk to 25 shirts. That would be YouTube content. I should maybe film that.
That wouldn't be bad.
Like, that would be a solid video, just me going through my golf wardrobe.
That's not a terrible idea, actually.
I might do that. I got a 4-day weekend this weekend. Maybe I'll do it then.
Good stuff.
All right. Peace out. Have a happy Easter, fans.
Yes, have a happy Easter. We'll be back after it. Queen Easter and the Masters at some point. So
Jesus Christ is risen today.
Very true. So true.
Hallelujah.
Stay on the tracks, off the train, on the train. I don't know.
Don't hit a bridge.
Thank you for getting stuck on the bogey train and just don't hit bridges.
Stuck on the bogey train.